Hello, and welcome to The Goodnight Show with me, Daniel Van Kirk. It's Wednesday, September 23rd, around 12 a.m. Rochelle, Illinois time, and I am glad that you are here. I like that one, like where we hit right there. Hey, become a part of this show. Send me your positive stories, recommendations for things to read and watch, or if you're going through something in a relationship or in your sex life, hit me up about advice for that too. I'll get back to you as though a friend would, like somebody who gives a shit. That's what I'm going for. All you have to do is text me or leave me a voicemail by calling the number 609-955. That's 609-644-4855. Or email thegoodnightpod@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at thegoodnightpod. Bingo night's happening Thursday, September 24th, 7 p.m. Rochelle, Illinois time. You want to raise some money for charity, have a lot of fun, even win some real prizes, some gift certificates, or maybe even some cash for yourself. Join me for bingo night on the 24th of September. Wednesday, September 30th is game night. There's a happy hour at 6 p.m. and a night owl at 9 p.m. All those times are Rochelle, Illinois time because that's what matters. So figure it out for yourself. Go to danielvankirk.com if you want in on either one of those things. Let's welcome to the show my producer and my friend, Noah Eberhardt. Noah, good night to you.
Good night to you, Daniel.
All right, buddy. So it's Wednesday. We do what we want on Wednesdays. We switch everything around. We do whatever topic we feel like. We talked about this yesterday, I believe, about crazy laws and weird laws. So we're doing it. This comes from LegalZoom.com. Remember them? Remember when you first started liking podcasts and you heard about LegalZoom all the time? Well, have you broken any of these laws? These are the top crazy laws that are still in the books. Just so you know, I'm reading this from an article. In Missouri, you can't drive down. Also, no, we should see which any of these that we have been guilty of. It doesn't have to necessarily be in the state. You can't drive down the highway with an uncaged bear in your car. I've never done that.
No.
Yeah. But if you happen to pass into Farmington, Connecticut, I mean, from Missouri, you will have to share the road with bovine travelers. In this city, cows have the same rights on the roads as do motorists.
I've never seen a cow signal to change lanes.
Right. So, you know why I think that is? I bet they had a rash of... And by rash, it could be three. People get so worked up of people hitting cows, and then that's loss of money for the farmer. And so if you say they had the right of way, then the fault is on the driver, and then they are probably owed compensation to the person.
That makes sense.
Like, that's why they did that. So that it's not an act of God. Because I don't know if you know this. It's most popularized in my life in Wisconsin because of the amount of deer. But like, if you're driving and a deer comes out in front of you and you hit the deer, that's an act of God in your according to your insurance. If you swerve to miss the deer and run into a tree, that's your fault. So I'm sure on some level with animals, they were trying to designate that that is not an act of God if you hit them because maybe too many were getting hit. I don't know. Here we go. When parking your elephant at a meter in Orlando, Florida, be sure to deposit the same amount of change as you would for a regular motor vehicle. What the hell? You shouldn't even have an elephant, but of course it's Florida. If you stop for a beer in North Dakota, don't expect to get any pretzels with your beverage. It's against the law in that state to serve beer and pretzels at the same time. I want to try and make sense of some of these like we did with the cows. Why do you think that is, Noah? Did I lose you? Or are you stumped? Do you feel like you're in a riddle? I must have lost you. I did. Internet happens, guys. Okay, here I'm going to make sense of it as best I can. I don't even know if anybody else, I don't know if Noah's going to come back. I can feel it. We're just doing our best. That's all that matters. Noah, let me know when you're here. Okay. I think that somebody determined that giving people free food allows them to drink more and encourages more drinking, to which case bar owners would say, yeah. And they didn't want that. So you don't get pretzels with your beer. That's my guess. Blue laws, we'll find out what these are, I guess, are established specifically to prohibit certain behavior on Sundays or God's Day. Yes. So, Noah, are you back?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, buddy. Welcome back to the show. All right. I was just figuring out why they don't give you pretzels with beer. I think it's because they don't want people drinking more.
Right.
We're talking about blue laws, which are things that curtail behavior, certain types of behavior on Sundays or God's Day. I'm reading that, obviously. Although in general, few people strictly uphold the Sabbath anymore, many cities and towns across America still have legal reminders of this observance on the books. For example, in Salem, West Virginia, it's against the law to eat candy less than an hour and a half before church service. Why? Is it because they don't want people coming into church eating candy? Like if, like you wouldn't have gum in your mouth an hour and a half later?
Right.
That could be my only guess. In Wheaton, Illinois, it might have changed. You couldn't buy alcohol in that town at all. And up until a long time in Rochelle, Illinois, you couldn't buy alcohol on Sundays. But now I think you can. So weird. In Winona Lake, Wisconsin, it's illegal to eat ice cream. I mean, already I'm out. It's illegal to eat ice cream at a counter on Sunday. And don't expect to order a slice of cherry pie a la mode in Kansas on the Lord's Day. The whole state? Man, when's the last time I've had a lot of pie, but I don't remember the last time I had a la mode. I want it now, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it in Kansas on a Sunday. No restaurant is allowed to serve it unless they are willing to run afoul of local police. Marbles, dominoes, and yo-yos are also banned on Sundays in a handful of states. This is about kids being distracted and not paying attention in church. That's all this is. Here's another weird law. If you're a dog owner, be sure to take care not to violate any of the numerous laws concerning your four-legged pal. If you're planning on a short stint in Hartford, Connecticut, you might want to keep your dog's obedience training under wraps. It's against the law to educate dogs in that city. What are they afraid of? In Hartford, Connecticut, I've been to Hartford. You can't train a dog. I mean, you can, obviously. No one cares. You can't, right? In some places, it's also against the law to expose your dog to the hazards of smoking. In Illinois, for example, it's illegal to give lighted cigars to your pets, even if they do. People just are trying to do like live recreations of the dogs playing poker. Even if they do enjoy a good Cuban from time to time. If you happen to stay in Normal, Oklahoma, be sure to restrain yourself from teasing dogs by making ugly faces. You guessed it. That kind of inflammatory behavior is against the law. In Oklahoma, you can't make faces at your dogs. This is all of these laws to me are like somebody who was on a, like, or a group of people or a mayor, whatever, like people on a city council who like had someone in town they didn't like. And so they created a law about it. Here's some bizarre laws that still exist for women in America. Well, let's take a quick break. Then we'll come back and we'll talk about bizarre laws that still exist for women. I bet some of these aren't very funny and piss me off. We'll be right back after this. Hey, Good Night Gang member. I know that's like the nicest, friendliest gang I think we can be in, hopefully, or at least the one you would enjoy the most. Well, I want to tell you about something else you might enjoy. I am now on Cameo. Yeah, I did it. And why did I do it? Because I like being able to send direct messages, video messages to people who enjoy what I do. So if you have someone in your life that you want to send a birthday wish to, because hopefully they're a fan of mine, that'd be crazy if you have me do one for your aunt and she doesn't even know me, but that's also totally fine. I'll do it. Or you just need me to tell someone in your life to help clean up this house. I'll do that too. Or maybe you just want some encouragement yourself, being like, hey, Dan, this is something I'm dealing with right now. Would love to get your thoughts. And if you can help cheer me up or think about it in a different way, I would love to have a video of that. Well, now you can. All you have to do is go to Cameo, search for me, Daniel Van Kirk, or I have like a link tree, which is in my Twitter profile and my Instagram profile, as well as it's probably up at danielvankirk.com. You can find my Cameo there, is what I'm trying to say. I will get the message to you right away. I don't think I've taken more than 24 hours for any of the ones that I've already done. It's also a really cool way for me to meet more of you. So let me know what you would like me to make a video about. Maybe tell me where you are or where the person that I'm sending this to were there. Any information you can give me is just going to make it all that much more fun. And it doesn't have to be something just like a birthday or an anniversary. Anything at all that you think it would be cool to have me make a message to you or to somebody you care about, or maybe somebody you don't. Like, I'll let your boyfriend know, like, hey, I'm afraid it's not working out and you need to start focusing on these few things to make him or her happy. Or them. If you're in a throuple, I'll talk to both of them. Just let me know. Just go to cameo.com and yeah, hit me up. All right. Hey, I'm back. Doing a live Pen Pals. Rory and I are. That's September 25th at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And the next night, the Sklars and I are doing a live Dumb People Town. And our guest is Mike Birbiglia. And it's Saturday, September 26th, 6:30 p.m. Pacific. Go to danielvankirk.com to find out that you waited too long and there aren't any tickets left. Prove me wrong. Go get one. Okay. We're talking about weird laws today. Because why not? So here are some bizarre laws that still exist for women in America. Americans think they've attained a state of relative gender parity, do they? But some antiquated laws are still on the books in a number of states that indicate otherwise. Although these bizarre laws are no longer enforced by any reasonable police agency, they're also hard to remove, meaning that some of these odd strictures are still technically valid. Here's a sampling. In California, there's a law that prohibits a woman from driving while wearing a house coat. Why? I don't know when you cut out. No, I was trying to say, if we chime in, if we have any ideas as to like the rationale for these, like how that we would think that came about, tell me.
Maybe it's improper driving attire. I don't know. I don't know why this would be wrong.
Here's another one. Florida Code of Laws prohibits unmarried women from parachuting on Sundays, a stricture that is probably news to a number of skydiving loving ladies. What? I don't get that. We can't have somebody's mom die on a Sunday? Is that what they're saying? Or future mom or wife? I mean, who knows?
It's very strange.
Until 2002, it was illegal to curse in front of women and children in Michigan. Okay, go to a Red Wings game. The 1897 law was thrown out after a kayaker was accused of letting loose a volley of obscenities in 1999, which he claimed was a violation of his First Amendment rights. The foul mouth of Michigan are now safe. Okay. I mean, I guess that could apply to women. Unless maybe we're reading all of this wrong. But anyway, here we go. Some more. It's supposedly illegal for men and women to flirt on the demure streets of Little Rock, Arkansas. Flirtation could result in a 30-day sentence. Odds are this one is not often enforced in the modern era. I mean, who knows? Don't put it past Arkansas. You can't flirt? Also, isn't flirting relative to the person being flirted with?
I wonder if there's a legal interpretation of what constitutes flirting. Yeah.
I know. A law in Cleveland, Ohio, prohibits women from wearing patent leather shoes in public. The reason: shiny footwear could afford a nearby gentleman an unintentional peep show. Oh my God. And who would that? It's the woman's fault that the men looked, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is like we even highlighted in I'll Be Gone in the Dark. Like, well, you put yourself in a position to be assaulted. It's like, come the fuck on. When visiting Charlotte, North Carolina, don't plan on packing light. According to a city law, you must be swathed in at least 16 yards of fabric before stepping out into public. Even in the fashion-forward Big Apple, there are laws concerning how a woman dresses. In New York City, wearing clingy or body-hugging clothing carries a $25 fine. Can't women be topless in New York City?
Yeah, that is allowed.
I don't get it.
Contradicting laws all over the place.
Some laws were apparently designed to promote household hygiene and public safety. Pittsburgh has a special cleaning ordinance on the books that bans housewives from hiding dirt under their rugs. If I could draw you a picture of the people who made most of these laws, you'd need a lot of white. And in Memphis, and old wrinkles and men. And in Memphis, Tennessee, women can't drive a car unless there is a man with a red flag in front of the car warning other people on the road.
It does sound like a red flag. Yeah.
I would agree. Here's some other crazy laws for women around the world. Married women can only have one drink in Bolivia. The law states that married women within city limits are allowed only one glass of wine in a public spot, lest they might get too rowdy and cheat on their husbands. In Australia, you can get fined if you crush a beer with your boobs. Then why are we even there? Australia, do you not know what's on brand for you? In Paris, women aren't allowed to wear trousers. Whatever. That's like the most fashion-forward place in the world, right? One of them?
Yep.
There's that stuff is like made for them to break. Those rules. Here's some other weird animal laws in America. Here's a law. It's illegal for your dog to bark for more than 10 minutes. I love that law.
I would be 100% behind that law. In fact, I'd make it stricter, maybe 5 minutes.
I completely agree. Now, you can't make a dog stop barking, right? But you can, like, if it's got some sort of neurological. Help me, Noah.
Neurological?
Why? What's wrong with me? I don't know. Maybe I just need to eat. Neurological disorder, then yeah, I mean, it's going to keep barking. But it usually is barking because it needs something. It wants something, or it's trying to get your attention for something. So if I tell you you have 10 minutes to figure out what that thing is, that's plenty. You that's a good law. This is not a weird animal. I like this law. It says the state is from, it's in Oregon. It's annoying to just about everywhere, but in Multnomah County, Oregon, it's actually against the law for your dog to bark and bark and bark. The law states it's unlawful for any person to permit any animal to cause annoyance, alarm, or noise disturbance to any person or neighborhood by barking, whining, screeching, howling, braying, or other sounds which may be heard beyond the boundary of the owner's or keeper's property under conditions wherein, see, when you throw in a wherein, you know you're talking legalese. The animal sounds are shown to have occurred either as an episode of conscious noise lasting for a minimum period of 10 minutes or repeated episodes of intermittent noise lasting for a minimum period of 30 minutes. So they could bark on and off for 30 and you're still breaking the law. Here's one, Wisconsin. Cats are not allowed in public cemeteries. Huh.
Strange.
The image of a black cat seeking around a dusky cemetery is Halloween staple, but in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, that cat and all other cats plus dogs would be breaking the law. I can understand the dogs if they don't want, like, you know, their waste being in the cemetery. Because it does take labor to like clean that up. But who cares about cats? Cats are great.
Is that something you had to deal with when you were a gravedigger?
No.
Dogs and cats?
Never.
No? Interesting.
I guess maybe some people would like walk their dogs along the pathways, but I don't even remember that happening. Per the city's codes of ordinances, an exception is made for trained service and assistance dogs, but for those transgressors, the punishment is unknown. Also unknown is how to tell said cats to stay out of it's unknown how to tell cats to do anything. Yeah. Law, it's illegal to keep a smelly dog. Your dog might not like to take baths, but in Galesburg, Illinois, he doesn't have much of a choice. According to a city ordinance, no person shall keep or maintain any animal, poultry, or fowl in such a manner that causes an inconvenience or disturbance to other persons by reason of noise, odor, odor. I always want to say order. Odor or other cause. I think this is good too. It like if I meet you on the street and your dog is like unkept, very stinky. And maybe that's more than once. Sometimes animals just smell, but it could lend to you not caring enough about your dog's hygiene. And so you maybe should get checked up on that. You might be under arrest if your pup stinks it up. If in 2012 interview, Galesburg Police Chief Dave Christensen said, "We rarely, if ever, enforce this ordinance other than the occasional chicken complaint." Okay. Let's maybe do one or two more of these. It's illegal to photograph rabbits between the months of January and April in Wyoming. I don't know why. The state of Wyoming made it illegal to photograph game animals, including rabbits, without a permit. Even weirder, the law was only upheld for the first few months of every year. Who knows what that's about? Here's another one. Animals cannot enter beauty salons for the purpose of hairdressing. This is in Alaska. We think lawmakers in Juneau meant for dogs to be barred from getting a haircut in a human salon. Not only that they're legally unable to be barbers themselves, but you tell us, per the city ordinance, no owner or of any animal or person having control of an animal shall allow such animal to enter into a barbershop or establishment for the practice of hairdressing or beauty culture. Yeah, it is vague. It's saying that the dog could be doing the hairdressing.
Wow.
In Delaware, it's illegal to sell a dog or cat's excess hair. Are they just worried about people, if they could make money off of it, they would procure it in ways that are detrimental to animals? Because that would make sense.
I guess so, yeah.
Groomers in the first state better throw excess hair. But see, that's the thing. If it's only excess, you could create a market, whatever. You understand what Noah and I are talking about. If they try something funny with it, they'll be in violation of the state's criminal code. Another one, goldfish may not be given away to entice someone to enter a game of bingo. Well, there goes what I had planned. A lot of people play bingo for money or fun, but if you know someone who's taken home a goldfish, know that they weren't playing in Athens, Clark County, Georgia, per its code of ordinances. Did you ever play any carnival game where you could win a goldfish, Noah?
Sure. I think when I was a kid, probably at like school fairs or
they
like.
Have the ones, we had these ones where it was all like these jars, like these small little fish bowls. And if you got a ping pong ball in one of the jars, you won the fish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I loved that game. That was so much fun. All right. These were great. Tell you a couple before we go real quick. In Alabama, it's illegal to drive blindfolded. In Alaska, you can't put an animal in the back of an open vehicle. Remember we talked about that with bears. In Arizona, it's illegal for a donkey to sleep in a bathtub. And in Arkansas, you can't honk your horn near a sandwich shop after 9 p.m. In California, it's illegal to whistle for a lost canary before 7 a.m. And a frog that dies during a frog jumping contest cannot be eaten. I know.
Yeah, what had to happen for that to be a law?
Let's read some other ones that are fun. In Hawaii, it's illegal to place a coin in one's ear. It's no magic. In Illinois, there's no fancy bike riding. In Indiana, this is perfect. You can't sniff glue with the intent to get high. In Iowa, it's illegal to pass off margarine as real butter. I know. Let's look at your state. In Pennsylvania, you're breaking the law if you pay a psychic. Whoa.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah.
There was I know of a psychic that was relatively close to my hometown. So, wow.
Yeah. Read a couple of other ones that have been highlighted that I like. In Louisiana, it's illegal to send a surprise pizza. What the fuck?
Wow.
In Massachusetts, swearing at sporting events is illegal. Same thing in Anaheim.
Okay. I've seen a lot of people break that law.
I doubt it. In Montana, it's illegal to give a rat as a present. In New York, altered bagels, sliced, toasted, or served with cream cheese, carry an 8-cent sales tax. I didn't know that. In North Carolina, drunk bingo is unlawful and games can't last more than 5 hours. I support that law. In Oregon, you can't throw urine out of your car. In Rhode Island, You can't bite someone's arm off.
Oh.
Which means it happened. In Tennessee, it's illegal to share your Netflix password.
Oof.
Yeah. In South Dakota, it's illegal to sleep in the cheese factory. No word on cheesecake. In Washington, no Sasquatch poaching. If Bigfoot exists, lawmakers reasoned it would be an endangered species and therefore in need of protection. And in Wisconsin, don't you dare throw rocks at trains. Tonight's episode of The Goodnight Show was produced by Noah Eberhart. It was engineered and mixed by Brendan Litch-Solomon with production assistance from Lissa Rubin. Theme music was composed by Chad Bouchard. The artwork was created by CM Dugan. You should really check out his work at cmdugan.com. If you enjoyed tonight's show, you can get more content at patreon.com/thegoodnightshow. There you'll find our weekend edition, as well as exclusive back page and mystery episodes, plus much more. There are 3 Patreon tiers available, and the most comprehensive option is less than $10 a month. The Goodnight Show is not part of any network, which means your support goes directly to the people and costs that keep this show on the air. Another way to support is to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, and also just tell everybody you know about this little show. Thank you again for listening. I'm Daniel Van Kirk, and remember, no man is a failure who has friends. Good night.